If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castle's Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Another confirmed
multimedia production. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
The Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big B Fans. I'm back with another special guest. We got Get Money Raya, man. Welcome to the set.
Yo.
That's what's up. Y'all say more than yo. What's up with you, man?
What's up?
It's too cool. How you been?
I've been good. Just chilling like back.
That's what's up. How's life been treating you?
Can't complain. Blessed. Wake up every day. Can't be worse, but I'm grateful for everything.
That's what's up. You was born and raised in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, but I'm from New Orleans for real.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of New Orleans are you from?
The South. Baton Rouge, yeah.
Okay, so you say not New Orleans, like Louisiana, you say from Baton Rouge?
Yeah, from Baton Rouge, like, I don't know how to explain, like, New Orleans, like, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Louisiana is just, like, another scene.
Okay, I got you. When did you move to Louisville?
When I was young, I'd say, like, it was just, like, back and forth, like, because my mom's still down there and stuff like it. But, mm-hmm. like, my grandma, she never liked it down there. So, like, we came back, but we went back and forth. And then we just stayed down here.
Oh, okay.
And just, like, you know, just stayed.
So, how was it, like, at growing up, going, like, which city did you like? Which environment did you like best and, like, why?
I'll say, like, New Orleans, they don't judge. Like, they'll accept you for who you are. Like, you don't have to, like, try too hard or, you know, try to be something to fit in. Like, down here, like, you have to look like something or you got to dress a certain way or you got to talk a way for somebody to even hang with you, you know? Like, down there, like, they just going to accept you for you are. They're going to hang with you. Like, I don't know how to explain. It's real different.
So you're saying it's more love down south?
Yeah, it's, like, it's real love. Like, it's real love. Like, down here, like, it'd be, like, fake love, or, like, you don't know, you gotta watch your back, or something like it. Nah, uh-huh. Yeah, I know, like, if they with you, they with you.
That's what's up. So, did you, growing up, like, what were some of your, inspirations into the music? Louisiana, New Orleans?
I like beats, like, I like hearing, like, the sound and stuff, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I never picture myself, like, rapping, or doing what I'm doing now, I had met somebody, and, like, I told him my lifestyle, you know, what I go through, and he told me I should try rapping. That's what I did, and I used to do it for therapy, like, just, mm-hmm. you know, like, talk, get it off, because I don't talk to people for real. And then one day, I just, shout out to Asia, she just put it on stream, and then everybody, you know, messed with my music, and that's what made me, like, keep going. So I was just, like, I can't stop now. I got fans and people looking up to me, talking to me. So I'm like, I gotta go now.
So how long have you been doing music?
I got songs from 2021 that I never dropped. I just never dropped. Like, I always used to just make music and never drop. I used to just make it. Mm-hmm. I just now start dropping. Like, I just start putting my music out there, like, you know, really getting out there and stuff like it.
So do you remember the first song you ever recorded?
Yeah.
And, like, what was the feedback and what was, like?
I do. It was called Off the Drugs. I was going through, like, a life. I was going through, like, a life thing, and I had got, like, bed off, you know, perks and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
I just had, like, a feeling, and I just made a song. It's called Off the Drugs. It's, like, based off my lifestyle, what I was going through around that time.
Right. That's what's up. And, like, so where'd you record it at? Like, what studio? And, like,
400 recordings.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you recorded your first song in the city?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So what were some of your inspirations in music growing up? Like, what are some of your artists that you look up to?
Boosie, like, I listen to all type of music, like R&Bs, like, I don't know, like, I really grew up, like, on Boosie and stuff like that, but
right.
I don't got, like, a favorite or nothing, like, I listen to all type of music.
Was you a fan of, like, the, you know, the Hot Boys and, like, New Orleans, or was it before your time?
Probably before my time.
Yeah. So, how'd you come up with your rap name? What inspired it? How'd you come up with your rap name?
I was hanging around, he's like my right-hand man. All I did was, I hustle, like, if you know me, you know, like, that's all I do. I just hustle, and, like, if you bring my name up, you can't say I don't get money, so, you know, they just came up with Get Money Real, so.
Right. Is this the same guy that helped you with your music career? Is this the same guy that was, like?
Yeah, he's the one that made me, like, he pushed me to do it. Like, I ain't want to do it. Like, I used to just be in my room, like, you know, just messing off, and, you know, just, and then one day, I just really came up, like, with a song, and then he put me in the studio, and then ever since then, I just kept making music, but, like, I never dropped, like, I just never dropped, and I would show people my music and stuff, and they just be like, you tripping, I just never dropped, and then, like I said, Asia, she had leaked one of my songs on a stream, and, like, they went crazy. Like, she's showing me, and I'm just like, dang, they really mess with me, you know? So I'm like, I got fans and real love at her, so I'm like, I want to do it now. Like, that pushed me to do it more.
That's what's up. So how'd you link up with Asia? Like, I see she's like a pivotal person in your life. How did y'all?
That's crazy. I was just on my phone chilling, sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. I was going through Instagram. I had, you know, people, she had posted something saying she needed, like, a cameraman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't, you know, I do no camera or nothing. I was just trying something new. So I hit her up.
Go.
I hit her up. I was like, I'll slide, you know, be the cameraman. I went to be the cameraman.
So how did that work? If you didn't know how, like, did it turn out good? Like,
yeah, it did, though, because there's some twins. It's called Chris Crew. Shout out to them, too. They had, like, show me real quick. And, like, you know, I catch on fast. So
right.
After they showed me, I did it. We locked it down. And then, like, afterwards, she had, like, you know, a little something else going on. So me and my little brother, we stayed. Uh-huh. And then I was like, you know, I'm from, like, the trenches and stuff like that. So, like, I ain't think about streaming. Like, you know, streaming, like, you know, you bring up streaming or something, like, people gonna look at you. Yeah, you know, word. And then I was really feeling it, you know, I liked it, and I was like, it's different, you know, like, it's real different, and she just kept inviting me back, and then she believed in my music, she pushed my music out there, she kept doing it, and that's what just kept making me want to keep going and going and going.
Oh, that's what's up. So how many projects have you dropped so far? How many projects have you dropped?
Only dropped.
Because you really
I don't got no project. My EP is on the way. It's called Love Me or Hate Me. I think it's going to drop. I'm still trying to come up with a date. I really don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I got three single out, Crash Out, Join the Team, and Flood You Up. That's the only three songs I got out right now.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you come up? What made you come up with the topic, with the title of this project? What was?
I'm at a point in my life, like, you're going to love me or hate me. You know, ain't nobody perfect. So, like,
right.
You know, everybody make wrongs, mistakes. All you can do is just right your wrong and try to fix it and do better and try better yourself. So either you're going to love me or hate me. I can't change how you feel about me at right. this point. So I just accept it for what it is.
So when's, like, the soft release date? Like, like a couple weeks? Like, what are you eyeing, like, end of this year?
Sometime this month. Yeah, I'm going to drop it sometime this month. I just haven't came up with a date yet.
So is it all done? Or you got to put some more touches on it?
Nah, it's done. I just got to touch it up a little bit more, add a little bit more stuff to it, make it look good, like, sound good, look good, and then it's done for real.
Okay. So any special guest features on here? Somebody?
Nah.
It's all you?
Yep, it's all me. And all these songs is back from, like, 2022, 2023, like, this is, like, my EP that I'm about to drop is, like, based on, like, my childhood and, like, the lifestyle and stuff like that from back, you know, then and stuff like that.
Right. So, give me, if you had, like, the world depending on it, and you had to give us a good A1 song, a number one hit, you can have any feature owner and any producer, who would it be? Past or present, dead or alive?
You said any producer?
Yeah, you gotta give us a track. You gotta give us a number one track, a producer and a feature from anybody.
I don't know if I have to get a feature. It'll probably be Rob 49 or like YB or something like it.
Shout out to Rob 49.
Yeah, like Rob 49 or YB or something like it. And then my producer, the most like producer I really heard of is Hitmaker.
Hitmaker. Shout out to Hitmaker.
Yeah, Hitmaker. Hitmaker makes some good beats.
It is. I like what he rebranded himself, because he was, Young Berg at first.
Yeah. Now he changed to himself.
And one day I just Googled Hitmaker. I'm like, man, that's Young Berg. That's rebranding like a mug. Mm-hmm. So is anybody on your wish list that you can collab with locally? That, you know, maybe we could, Big and Lazy can, you know, set that up.
Locally?
Put you in the same room or same studio.
I don't know, because, like, I don't really listen to local, because I do got, like, I got local bros, like, shout out to Breezo, shout out to E. I know a couple people, and, like, they done gave me verses and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really know nobody, but if I really have to choose, it'd be 38, because 38, he can rap.
He is, man. Yeah, you got to get 38 on her.
38 can rap.
We got to set something in stone. We had something penciled in, but shout out to 38, because he definitely can spit.
Yeah, 38, I ain't going to lie, 38, yeah, he can spit.
He got the drill with it, and he got bars, too, so it ain't just... His production is crazy, so shout out to 38, man. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Writing, do you prefer writing or freestyling? What's the studio? What's the process of recording a track?
What's so crazy is I freestyle almost. Anything I do, I freestyle.
Really?
I never wrote before.
Never wrote one bar, one line, no nothing?
Never wrote before.
So you just go in there. So how's the process of creating a song like?
Crazy, because I really love music. Like, I'm really into music, you know, like, so, like, what I'll do is, sometimes I'll just go in there, and I'll just pick a beat. I pick a beat, I choose it, then I come up with the hook, and then I just punch in, punch out, punch in, punch out, and then I just make the song.
That's what's up. So do you have a quality control? Like, do you send, you know, like, check this out? Do you got, like, certain people that you, opinions that you value more? Like, check his track out, you know what I mean?
I send it to, like, you know, the people around me, you know, like, I ask if they like it or what they think about it, but mostly, nah, whatever I put out, I just put out, like, you gonna like it or not, like, I don't know, like, I don't really care for too much opinion.
Right.
So, like, I don't know, I don't really like
it. Like, you your biggest critic, like, would you say that? You yourself is your biggest critic, like,
yeah.
So how do you balance music, work, and family life? Like, does that get hecky been on? Damn, everybody signs out. Damn, what happened? The whole room just let signs out.
I don't. That's what's so crazy. I'm gonna make somebody mad at the end of the day. I done figured that out.
Can't please everybody.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Can't please everybody, so I just try my best, or you know, I try to make up for it. Cause no matter what, it ain't gonna be enough.
Right.
So I just try my best, and you know, try to get to everybody I can, or try to get back to everybody when I can.
Right. So what is it like navigating the scene as a female artist? Do you ever feel like guys, like, kind of hate on that you're female, or, like, they may not take you as serious?
I get that my whole life.
Right.
Like, I get hate. Like, from dudes, I get hate my whole life just by two females anyways, you know? So,
right.
It don't faze me. Like, I don't know, like, it don't faze me. I just laugh at it, brush it off, and go about my day.
Right. So what is your Mount Rushmore of female rappers? If you had to give us your top four female rappers of all time, who would it?
It'll be Cardi, B, Gorilla. It'll be Sexy.
Sexy Red?
Yeah, she can rap.
She can rap.
She be saying stuff. Who else? One more. And I don't listen to girls' music like it. Nicki Minaj, she can rap.
Yeah. Have you heard Cardi's new album?
Mm-mm.
I heard it's pretty dope.
No.
I know her original album. That was, you know, that Bodak Yellow that she did.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's crazy. She been surviving all these times off features and.
But that's crazy.
It is.
You can make one song and you never know where it take you. Like, that's one thing I learned. Like, never hold nothing back from yourself. Like, that's one thing I'm learning from myself. Like, cause you don't know, like, what you going through. Somebody else can be going through it too. So you can, you know, like, I don't know. I learned that I don't never hold nothing back from yourself.
Yeah, you play Grand Theft Auto, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't play video games, but it's like a theory. It's called the main character syndrome, and and people think everybody got their own. No, everybody's a main character in their own world. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody got their own problems, and I take that into consideration. Everybody, he might have lost his wife, he might have lost his job, she might be going through a, you know, bad marriage. You know what I mean? You never know what people's going through, man. So I give people grace and you know. So, being in the industry, how long you been in the industry? And, like, what would you say would be some pros and cons of the industry?
Pros and cons?
Yeah.
I really just started, like, this year. So, like, I'm still learning, too, myself. But, like, the pros and the cons, I could say, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just, a lot of good do come out of this. Like, you know, like, it can fix stuff and do this, but it can mess up stuff too, like losing stuff, losing relationship. Just, I don't know, it's a
lot.
What
do you mean by losing relationships? You want to talk about that?
I mean, we can, like, I don't know, like, now that I rap and, like, my name is getting out there and stuff, like, you know, like, when I mess with people, sometimes they can't accept a lot of stuff I do. Because, like, the type of music I make, or, like, what I got to surround myself with, or, like, the time, or, you know, like, it just too much, you know, for them. And I don't blame them, because, like, this is my life. I'm chasing my dreams. Like, I would want you to chase your dreams, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just a lot come with this. I ain't gonna lie.
You talking about, like, your significant other, so you had to lose a...
Just period. Like, family members, anything. Like, sometimes they don't accept you for who you are, so you just gotta move around.
So you got, like, negative feedback from families and friends that you're a rapper? Like,
old friends and stuff that I don't hang with no more, you know, but it showed me what I need to see, you know, like, it was never for me.
Right.
But, like, the people around me now, yeah, they love me. Like, they the one that who I do it for. Like, they my biggest supporter, you know, like, I will never let them down. Like, that's who really pushed me to do this stuff, because, like, it's many times I wanted to, like, be like, forget all this and, you know, just stop.
Right.
Like, they tell me, like, keep going, you know, like, hard times do come, but it don't last forever.
Real talk, because this is a couple of times I had some dark moments in the pod.
But yeah.
You got to keep going, man. Consistency is the key.
Just keep going. Just don't never give up.
125 straight weeks.
Yeah.
We didn't drop, man. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's probably more than that now.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
I've been watching your stuff, though, ever since, like, you know, I got hip to it and stuff. I've been watching your
stuff. Appreciate all the support.
I appreciate you, too, though.
Uh-huh. So what is being, like, so how do you stay humble, like, stay grounded, like, stay at grind? What keeps that fire going? What is something you, like, your motivation?
Growing up, I got 5 siblings. My mama walked out our life at, like, when I was in 5th grade. My dad's an alcoholic, so, like, I'm just humble for this stuff. Like, you know, like, just everything we went through and stuff like that. Yeah, like, I'm just real humble, like, because this can get taken away from you in a blink of an eye. You know, you can lose it all or be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'm always blessed and grateful for anything that I do or gang or anything. I'm just grateful for this.
That's what's up. My mama was an alcoholic. My daddy was never in my life. My mom was an alcoholic. Yeah. So are you still close with your siblings, or did they make y'all closer growing up?
Yeah. My 3 little sisters used to stay with me and stuff. Like, I got 2 older sisters.
Okay, I got you.
I'm the 3rd. But nah, my sisters means everything to me.
Like,
I mean, they mean everything to me.
So, in the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see yourself? What are some of your short term and long term goals?
My short term, right now, just to, like, be okay, like, you know, just get somewhere, father, and, like, you know, be in a better position where I can help me, my people, my family, and, you know, just get everything, like, you know, stable and stuff where everybody's okay and stuff like it. Mm-hmm. But, like, long term, I see me, my friend, my family balling.
Right.
You feel me? We there, like, we having fun and stuff like it. Like, I just, I don't know. That's why I don't like thinking too far, but
right,
I do and then I don't. I don't know.
I read somewhere that, like, if you don't want to, like, if you want to manifest, you got to stay in the moment almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't look too much in the past. You can't look too much into the future. Like, you got to lock in and just be consistent and win the day type of thing.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm learning. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm still learning on the way I go right now. Like, I'm still going through stuff right now, too. But, like, what you just said, like, you can't keep letting the past interfere your future. You know, like, that's one thing I was doing at first. Like, let my past interfere with my music and stuff like that, you know? And, like, I had to tell myself, like, if they ain't with me on this ride, then they're not with me. I got to go, you know? Because, like, I got to chase my dream at the end of the day if this is what I want.
So has it ever been a situation, like, you know, when you first started, people might have not take you serious or laugh, but you some years or months down the stretch, they doubling back, like, you know, what's up, you know?
Yeah. I'll say they did. They didn't, like, nobody, I ain't gonna lie, like, when I used to make music, nobody really took me serious. Mm. But I guess because I never dropped two and I never took it serious, you know? But, like, I ain't gonna lie, I went through something in my life where, like, people was, like, making me mad, pissing me off and stuff. And I started talking, like I said, I freestyle. So, like,
right.
I just freestyle what was going on. And then she put it on stream and it went viral. So I'm just like,
so that was, like, your first song? That was, like, your first?
That I dropped was Crash Up. Well, no, I dropped Flood You Up, but, like, it was, like, 2 years ago. But, like I said, I never took it serious. Like, I never looked into it. I never tried again. Like, I never tried to drop again or nothing. But, like, when she helped me drop Crash Up, like, it went crazy. And then I dropped Join the Team. It went crazy, too.
Did you ever drop a video to Crash Up?
Nah.
You haven't?
Nah, I haven't dropped no video yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, like, what are you waiting on? You got to get the visual. That's like,
because
I had an original pod, and I said, I had a pod before this, and I said, I'm not doing the pod unless the video. I like, because the
fact.
People love the short form content, videos, YouTube,
But nah, I want to do a video. Okay. I just don't know, like, that's the thing, like, I don't know, because I do want to do videos, but I feel like I want to do one, like, off my EP.
Uh-huh.
Like a video to one of my EPs.
Right.
But I don't know yet. But she wanted me to do a video to Crash Yet too, though. That's what's so crazy.
What?
So I might just do it. I might just do the video.
You got to do it.
I got to do it now.
And I think, you can spice it up, you know, Crash Yet, so, you know.
I'm going to do it now. I'm for sure going
to
do it.
So when you say you want to do a video to your EP, you talking about like 4 or 5 songs and make like a story type thing?
No. I was just going to, like, it's going to be like 4 or 5 songs, like, probably do, like, one of them songs, make a video, you know, like, you know, and then put it out there or something like it. Yeah, but I might just do the Crash at Neil because y'all both seen it. So I might just,
and if you're looking for a cameraman, you got a good one right here, man. He shoots, does it all. Real talk, man. Shout out to B-Hay with a Confirmed Network.
Yeah, so that's him.
What's your favorite part of being an artist? Like, is it writing? Is it performing? Is it, you know, in the studio? Is it, you know, hearing, you know, fans react to you? You know, what's the favorite part of being an artist? And what's your least favorite part?
My favorite part, really, it's like therapy to me. Like, I just like going in there, just like I say, just freestyle, talk about what I do. Like, it's just really therapy to me. And then, like, I do it for, like, you know, the people around me and stuff like that. Like, they like it and, like, they understand me more than anybody. So, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they push me to do more stuff like that. But the least I like out of it, you gotta watch your back. Like, cause now when you get a name for yourself, or, like, you know, like, you get in there, people start assuming stuff, thinking this and that, and then you gotta be focused, you gotta watch your back, you gotta move a certain way or slip up counts. So, like, you just gotta be focused. That's the least thing I like about it.
Man, I ain't never had so many enemies and haters since I started doing this pod. Like,
that's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
I started this platform just to show Louisville love and, you know, just to give. So my homie came to me. He said, "No, we ain't got like at DJ Vlad. We need that in Louisville."
Mm-hmm.
And my co-host at the time was in Murray. He said we should do it. So,
And that's what, and I, it's all love, man. But I don't know. Some people, yeah, like you said, you gotta watch.
Yeah,
you never know, man.
But the only good thing about it is it shows you what it is and what it ain't. Like,
right.
They was really haters at the end of the day, because if they really was for you, no matter what, they'll still be by your side.
Right.
They want to see you win. Even if it takes a long time, if they know you coming back for them,
mm-hmm.
we know it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you should wait. You know, like, people go through stuff.
Right.
So, like, it just take time. You'll get there. But a lot of people don't understand it, and that be hate.
Yeah.
Competition and stuff.
Like, my homie, he said, man, why don't you be answering my call? Like, bro, it ain't no beef. It ain't no what you call it, bro. I'm just going through my own little shit right now. I'm going through my own little emotions and whatnot.
That's one thing people don't understand is everybody go through something. So, like, y'all just got to understand that, like, everybody go through something. So, like, just got to be patient.
All right. So, I just seen you at video. You had a performance. It was pinned to your page on IG. What you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can. It was right. It's called All Vibes. That was my first one, for real. My first performance.
How was it?
I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
I was nervous. I ain't know. I just went up there and just... That's the type of person I am. Like, I'm just gonna do it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't got no fear. I'm just gonna do it. But it was cool.
So was it, like, planned or, like, spare the moment type of thing? Well, like, what was...
It was just...
Was it like, was open mic type of deal?
Nah, it was, Asia, she had booking for me for real. So, like,
uh-huh.
basically, she trying to get me, like, you know, out there and stuff like that. So, like... She had booked it, and I went and did it. I think they from, like, Atlanta or something like that. I really don't know, but I think they from Atlanta, and, like, they do it's, like, every once a year, they bring, like, they travel, bring a whole lot of local artists just to, like, record and try to, you know, get you out there and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Where was it at?
Right there by the waterfront. Uh-huh. I don't know what's that club called. A bar. I don't know what it's
Vibes? Like. Nah, Vibes said that I
ain't hip to. Nah, I don't but go there. That's for sure. I don't but go there, so I don't even know myself.
Yeah, about, you know, I ain't been down there quite a while. I seen that you in the competition. Has that started yet? Is it over?
Nah, it did start it.
Uh-huh.
What's so crazy is I made it to the Final Four. So I made it to, like, the Final Round.
Yeah.
So, like, last minute, he had DM'd me and was like, send it your next song, but I want you to do a video to it. And I'm just like...
Everybody wants you to do videos.
Yeah, so I'm just like, dang, you told me last minute, like, to do a video. Like, I could see you told me a day early or something, you know, so I could prepare myself. And
yeah.
But you telling me, he told me, like...
The day of, to shoot a video? A
couple hours before I had it, like...
Damn, that's kind of a tight
week to shoot a video. I was crazy. So he basically, like, dropped me from it. Like, everybody was saying, like, she was going to win. I was going to win, like,
because
it was only three dudes left. And, like, I ain't even listen to their song, but they was like, you know, they was like, it was crazy. I ain't going to lie. Like, I quit reading the DMs and everything.
So what was the competition? Like, what was it? Like, who threw it, if you want to say?
Basically, I think the first winner get, like, $100.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the other three gets, like, a whole lot, like, promo, like, from through, like, Atlanta, Houston,
uh-huh.
all type of shit. Like, they get, like, basically, like, producers, like, meeting up with people, like, you know, trying
right,
to get
network.
Each other,
yeah,
network and stuff like that. That's what that was about.
So this was based in Louisville?
Nah, I don't even think so.
Yeah. So, like, how did the competition go? Was, like... Whoever got the most downloads, the most votes.
The votes.
Uh-huh.
He'll basically, we'll send him a song, and he'll, like, put a reel or whatever.
Yeah.
Who you going against, and they'll put vote. So, like, whoever get the most vote, you'll win and go to the next round.
Oh, okay.
To the final round.
Damn, he kicked you out. That's petty.
Yeah, because I didn't make a video.
Damn. I mean, you got to get the video. That's the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
So, next time in the next... 3 weeks. Can we get a video? We gonna get a visual?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a video for y'all. I'm gonna do a video to Crash Out for y'all, man.
Do a video with Crash Out and do a video with the lead single off the EP.
Okay.
Double.
I got you.
That's just my look. I'm not a professional.
I got you.
So, do you got a message for a young and up-and-coming rapper or entrepreneur? You wanna?
All I can tell y'all is, you know, keep doing y'all thing. Don't think about what people say. Don't think twice about it. Be you. Always be you. Don't try to be somebody else. just keep going, you know, like, just keep pushing yourself. Always hang, you know, surround yourself with people that want to see you win, not just people that want to be around you for who you are, what you can do, none of that stuff. Like, just keep going. Don't never give up. Like, because I used to be there. Like, I wanted to give up so bad, but I had that one person that kept pushing me, telling me, you know, don't give up. So just don't never give up.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going, champ. BigAndLazy.com is our website. Big and Lazy Pod is our IG. You want to shout out your socials or anything?
Yeah. IG is Get Money Real 606. That's all. Like, I really be on IG for real, so.
That's what's up. You don't do the TikTok? You don't do?
Nah, I'll be on TikTok, but I don't. But everything, like, all my IG, TikTok, anything would be Get Money Real. So, if y'all, you know, that's for everything. My right. YouTube, Get Money Real. My music is on all platforms, Get Money Real. So, if y'all looking for me, just type in Get Money Real.
That's what's up. But a little message before we get out here to you. Like, a lot of the rappers I've had, the successful ones that got the most content, they don't, they doing the Get Ready For Me, they doing food reviews. Like, content is king. Like, the more content, the better. It ain't got to be so much as, you know, music related. Just get your face out there and your name, people familiar with you. But it's all love. Appreciate you stopping by. Yeah. It was the winner of the 45th episode. We had 4,500 followers on IG. And I said, whoever tell us our 45th guest to get a, you know, episode of the Big and Lazy. But my ass didn't realize we didn't start numbering the episodes to like 60. So she said, like, she said, oh, this, I'm like, oh, I got tired of counting. So she was close enough. So it was 45, 46, 40, something like that. All love, man. Appreciate the support.
Nah, I appreciate you too for having me on her, man.
Right, no problem. No problem. BigAndLazy.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big and Lazy. Another confirmed multimedia production. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. It was something good to eat. It was something good to watch. The big and